Good day. I'm Anne Dewey. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, July 11. Coming up, government protecting Jamaica's biodiversity, more fire trucks for the Jamaica Fire Brigade, and Consumer Affairs Commission developing mobile app to boost consumer awareness. The news in detail after the break.
Residents of Annotta Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 15, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Annotta Bay High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 15, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Annotta Bay High School in St. Mary.
Now the news. The government is taking steps to improve the management of protected areas, which are home to more than 8,000 species of plants and animals. This involves updating of the Protected Areas Policy 1997 to strengthen the Protected Areas Management and Biodiversity Conservation Framework. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Audrey Sewell, says the process is expected to be finalized during the 2017-18 fiscal year.
Jamaica has also ratified the Protocol on Land-Based Sources of Pollution to the Cartagena Convention and will undertake a review of its National Program of Action for the Protection of the Coastal and Marine Environment from Land-Based Sources and Land-Based Activities.
Mrs. Sewell was speaking at a Critical Ecosystem Partnership Fund stakeholders consultation in Kingston recently, where she represented Minister Without Portfolio with Responsibility for Climate Change and the Environment, Daryl Vaz. Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says the transformation of the labour market is crucial for the government's economic growth program. Minister Robinson says the reform process seeks to achieve greater levels of efficiency, equity, growth, social justice, full and satisfying employment, as well as high levels of production and productivity.
We therefore look forward to the implementation plan, which will enable us to modernize and enhance competitiveness in the Jamaican economy. We welcome solutions for renewal, reorganization, and transformation. This will reposition the ministry itself as an economic focal point for labor management and administration.
Minister Robinson was delivering the keynote address at the end of Project Forum for the Labour Market Reform Commission, LMRC. She says the reform is in keeping with the UN Sustainable Development Goals and Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. The LMRC was established in 2015 with a mandate to ensure that the country's labour market structure, regulations, policies, programs, and projects become compatible with modern practices in order to improve productivity and economic growth. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie says six more fire trucks are being procured as part of planned improvements for the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. Minister McKenzie adds that a new fire station will be built in Montego Bay, St. James, with support from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, and the World Bank.
Between now and October, going into February, admits, an additional six brand new fire trucks will come. I'm going to be signing the contract with JASIF and the World Bank. And the long-awaited Montego Bay Fire Station will become a reality when the contract is signed for that brand new fire station.
Minister McKenzie was speaking at a luncheon for members of the All Island Property Tax Team held in Montego Bay. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is developing mobile applications to help heighten public awareness about the agency's work and services. The agency is finalizing an app that will provide consumers with alerts on various developments within the marketplace and how best they can safeguard their interests when making purchases. Further details are to be announced in short order. In the meantime, the CAC says it is hosting quarterly media briefings to boost efficiency and maintain relevance.
We believe that as a consumer protection agency with the responsibility for the consumers, we thought it necessary to engage the media in a very special way to advise and to update them on some of the work that we have been doing at the Consumer Affairs Commission.
Chief Executive Officer of the CAC, Dulcie Allen. The CAC has adopted a three-pronged approach to fulfilling its mandate of safeguarding consumers' interests. This entails consumer education, complaints resolution, and market surveillance and research. That was JIS News. I'm Anne Dewey, James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.